I'm Amy Eddings. It's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. The CEO of New York-based Pfizer, the world's biggest drug maker, has stepped down unexpectedly. After 4.5 years on the job, 55-year-old Jeffrey Kindler says he needs to, quote, recharge his batteries. Pfizer has struggled recently to develop new blockbuster drugs as patents on big moneymakers like Lipitor expire. During his tenure, Kindler closed plants and laid off workers while also acquiring other companies like Wyeth. Investors, however, were not impressed. The company's stock price has languished and is now 35% lower than when Kindler was named CEO. Ian Reed, who has run Pfizer's worldwide pharmaceutical operations, will become CEO. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's unusual appearance on CBS's 60 Minutes yesterday to defend quantitative easing did not move investors. It also didn't help that Germany moved to close off debate on an increase to a euro bailout fund. The Dow dropped 20 points, or 17%, closing at 11,362. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both shed about 0.1%, the S&P ending at 1,223, the NASDAQ at 2,595. The Supreme Court announced it will hear a case that involves the world's largest retailer, and it's the nation's biggest employment discrimination lawsuit. A class action lawsuit against Walmart alleges the company unfairly discriminated against hundreds of thousands of women in both pay and promotions. To discuss the significance of this case is Suzanne Goldberg, professor at Columbia Law School, where she directs the Center for Gender and Sexuality Law. Professor Goldberg, can you explain the actual lawsuit against Walmart?
It was filed in 2001 by a woman named Betty Dukes, who was a store greeter at Walmart at the time, and five others. And the suit actually began as a race discrimination suit, but shifted fairly quickly into being the most significant in terms of large-scale sex discrimination lawsuit against an employer in the country.
What has been the ruling so far that has brought it to the Supreme Court?
So Betty Dukes and her colleagues sought to represent themselves and the whole class of women who had been working at Walmart over the course of 10 years, arguing that they had been denied equal treatment in pay and in promotion opportunities. And in proceeding as a class action, they had to ask the court to certify that they could represent this entire class of women. And the federal district court certified the class, and the Ninth Circuit, the federal appeals court, did that again. And the U.S. Supreme Court has now taken up the question whether this case can proceed as a large class action sex discrimination suit against Walmart.
Already there are comments this could be one of the court's most significant cases this term. Tell me what's at stake.
So on the one hand, what's at stake is a potentially enormous judgment against Walmart for having discriminated against 1.6 million women. On the other side, this is to some degree a somewhat technical case about whether a group of women who are seeking redress against discrimination can join together and proceed as a class action.
How important is the class action lawsuit?
So the class action lawsuit has been a tremendously important vehicle for employees who are challenging systemic discrimination by employers, whether based on race or sex or disability. And in fact, some of the most significant changes in employer practices have flowed from class actions. And what often happens, and this is part of what Walmart is worried about, is that the stakes become so high in the large lawsuit that the employer decides to settle rather than risk an enormous judgment. But what happens that's quite positive, in addition to getting pay for the people who have been discriminated against, is that the employer begins to really get, in a way that an individual lawsuit doesn't often make happen, that the employer needs to change its practices.
How fair are class action lawsuits to companies?
The class action is a standard, long-standing device in the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. It's an old litigation device that is being used and has been used for quite some time to challenge systemic practices.
How would a ruling on behalf of plaintiffs in this case affect other companies as well as other individuals?
This is probably one of the most watched, if not the most watched, business lawsuit at the moment. If the court says the plaintiffs can go ahead and join together and sue Walmart as a class, Walmart will be under great pressure to settle. Other companies seeing that will, I think, do two things. One, will be even more likely to settle existing class actions against them than they currently are. And two, and I think more importantly, ultimately, in terms of changing employment practices, is that the stakes are made very clear that employers must be more careful in the way that they structure hiring, promotion, and pay opportunities to avoid discrimination. On the other hand, if the court says this case cannot proceed as a class action, it's just too big, and even though the rules don't say anything about size being a factor in determining whether a group can proceed as a class, if the court says it's just too big, then the ruling could have the effect of disempowering some employees in their efforts to challenge systemic discrimination by employers.
Thank you so much for joining us on the 411.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Suzanne Goldberg is a law professor at Columbia University. Get the 411 as a podcast. Just go to WNYC.org.